Let's talk about these audits, and if I'm not really careful, I'll get lost because it is very complex. But tell us a bit about the purpose, first of all.
It is. Well, the purpose really is to make sure that we in the Thrift Savings Plan never get too comfortable with your money, and that there is always somebody looking over our shoulder, and that we're living in a fishbowl. That kind of transparency is what breeds confidence in the program, and that's the way Congress set us up, and that's the way we've operated. Right from the beginning. The last time I counted, and it has been a couple of years ago now, we had over 200 audits completed of the TSP since
Wow.
it began about 23 years ago. There are different requirements in our law is what these spring from. First of all, there's a requirement for the executive director to engage an auditor for an annual financial audit of all of the income and outflows from the board from the agency during the course of a year, all of the financial transactions that occur so that we can go through and everybody can agree on all of those numbers. That function is currently performed by a firm by the name of Clifton Gunderson. And at this meeting last week, they presented their report for 2009, and that so-called independent auditor's report presented an unqualified or clean opinion that the financial statements are presented fairly in all material respects in conformity with U.S. generally accepted accounting principles.
There you go.
Okay.
So
sounds like somebody gets a cupcake. That's an Amy Morris line.
You read my mind. But on the serious, the whole reason you have all of these different audits by these different auditors is to triangulate the information and make sure there's no stone unturned, yeah?
That's exactly right, Amy. And they all do come from different perspectives. So that one is a limited financial audit. It's not limited in terms of financials, but it's limited to financials. But there are lots of moving parts in this agency that would not be looked at if you were just focusing on the financials. For instance, we run a loan program. We run interfund transfer activity. There are people who are making choices on contribution allocations and how those should be made. So that's the role of the Department of Labor under our scheme. There is an office over in the Department of Labor that is established by FIRSA specifically to conduct a program of audits of the TSP to make sure that things are working as they should. Every year, they come in, Department of Labor, with their team of auditors from KPMG, and they lay out an audit plan for the year that includes really everything from soup to nuts, looking at all of the applications that are provided here by the agency and by the employing agencies, and then going right down the row to see how those employing agencies are passing on TSP information to their employees, and how are those employees taking advantage of the various benefits that we offer. So we go in this program of audits that's run by the Department of Labor all the way down to the end of the row and make sure that the water is getting down there.
Well, and I imagine that you also do. In fact, you were kind enough to give us a whole list of all the audits that you do, and you guys are facing, you're dealing with money, and so you have to make sure that the cybersecurity is there, so when people move funds around or do things on the website, that's all secure.
That's exactly right. And that is, as you can see from the list of audits over the last couple of years, that has been a real focus. We just, in a world that changes as quickly as this one does, where people demand fast action, but also require security for all of the information that's passing back and forth, either through the ether or over the wires or however it's, or over the transom. However it's transmitted, you have to make sure that you're doing it in a safe environment.
You talked about the transparency. Is there a place where people can go to see the results?
There is. We have, as you know, Amy, only too well, we are revising our website, for participants.
Really? We haven't ever talked about that before. Just kidding.
However, you may not know, we had a second website, a business website, and the address of that is frtib.gov. And that is where all of the business aspects of the TSP are maintained if we're putting out an RFP. We also put the minutes of all of the board meetings on the business website under the inside the electronic reading room. And appended to the minutes of every board meeting are all of these documents, including the various audits that come out, our recommendations that are made, our responses to those recommendations. Now, it's all after the fact, of course, but it does. It is all out there for people to take a look at, anybody who wants to go in and examine those documents.
With all these audits, is that a terribly expensive proposition? Is the cost baked into the TSP fees? How does that work?
Yeah, the cost is baked into the TSP fees in terms of the effort that we put into it or the expenses that we pay, say, to the financial auditor. We get a benefit from the Department of Labor in that they audit all plans that are out there. We're one of the plans, so that is a taxpayer-funded operation of the Department of Labor that federal employees who participate in the TSP get the benefit of.
And you mentioned the website. We always like to get just a little update because I know it's you're in the process and everyone's aiming towards May. But the last we talked, you were load testing. Is that process started?
You know, I'm not sure if it started. I did not get an update from the meeting last week. But at the board meeting last week, Greg Long said that we're pushing for the end of May. It may slip, depending on how this load testing goes, a couple of weeks into June.
Perfect.
So that's the latest that I have on that.